Baby New Year is a traditional symbol of the promise of a new year, and there will be about 400,000 actual new babies born around the world today. That is according to UNICEF, the UN agency that oversees children. More than half of those new babies will be born in just 8 countries. They include Pakistan, and that is where NPR's Dia Hadid went to meet one of 2020's new arrivals.
This 5-pound baby is wrapped in a pink blanket near her mother, 28-year-old Amreen Saddam. She doesn't have a name yet. She was born just a few hours ago. Saddam says the date makes her daughter's birth even sweeter. Over half the babies born today will be in just 8 countries. In order, India, China, Nigeria, Pakistan, Indonesia, the USA, the Democratic Republic of Congo, and Ethiopia. The UN says the world's population is expected to increase to 9.7 billion in the next 3 decades. And if you want to know where global demographics are trending, give or take, it's where the babies are being born today. You get a sense of that at the hospital in Islamabad. Fathers wait outside with children. There's a park with kids playing on a swing. And inside, the maternity ward is crammed with mothers, their newborns and relatives. UNICEF says it's calling attention to newborns because those first few weeks of life are so perilous. Newborns account for nearly half of all deaths of children under 5. Dr. Samia Rizwan is with UNICEF.
The concerning reason is that these newborns are dying due to preventable causes, which are birth asphyxia, prematurity and sepsis.
Rizwan says most of those babies could survive if women gave birth with skilled health attendants. But in Pakistan, nearly 1/3 of all women give birth without any medical help. Even women who get a nurse, doctor or midwife often don't get their full attention.
They are overburdened, so sometimes they cannot give the due attention to that mother who's about to deliver.
Rizwan says that's largely because Pakistan's high birth rate means health services are constantly overwhelmed. And the high birth rate is partly because women don't have access to reliable and affordable contraception. But Amreen Saddam says she's happy with just one baby. She winces when we ask if she'll have another. She says, not for now. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Islamabad.